Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. Anderson County High School's Culinary Cats are this year's Kentucky Proud Junior Chef Team state champions. Head coach and culinary arts teacher Jessica Harley.
The whole objective for that competition is to develop something that can be served in a school cafeteria with those Kentucky Proud products and still meet nutritional guidelines. But the girls also wanted to do something that was known in Kentucky, and so they immediately thought of hot brown, and they went from there and created the baked hot brown penne pasta.
Guidelines require 5 ingredients be locally sourced. They utilized 14.
It's got some penne pasta in it, and of course it's got the normal cheese roux that you would have on your hot brown. It is made with whole wheat flour, though, so it's a little bit different consistency, but still good. And it's got the turkey bacon and the tomato and Parmesan cheese and a little bit of parsley on it.
Students who earlier taste tested the recipe loved it without noticing its nutritional impact.
I'm overly shocked with the number of kids who really don't eat many vegetables but will eat this because it is loaded with them. But when you get that gravy in there and the cheese, you don't notice them as much.
Proving that presentation is important. Harley also credits assistant coach and former culinary student Jamison Nethery, but the team did the work.
Allie Hayes, who's a senior, Christina Montgomery, who's also a senior, and then we have 3 juniors, Abby Coyle, Gracie Anamnet, and Mary Grace Bamberger.
We'll be right back.
We're the Evanson Butler Poultry Farm in Calhoun, Kentucky. A lot of people don't realize just how big poultry is in Kentucky. It's a $900 million product that has allowed many of us to stay on the family farm. It's important for us to raise the poultry the way we would want to have it raised because we eat it ourselves. We are a Kentucky farm family, feeding Kentucky, feeding the world.
Sponsored by the Kentucky Poultry Federation and the Kentucky Agricultural Development Fund.
You may want to grab a pencil for a web address to secure the top 16 junior chef recipes. Meantime, Anderson County coach Jessica Harley noted the competition's impact beyond the kitchen.
In addition to just picking up the normal cooking techniques, they're also going to learn safety and sanitation, how to work as a team group, how to have that good work ethic. They get interviewed while they're on stage, so they're also gaining skills that even if they don't pursue a career in culinary, they're certainly getting skills they're going to use no matter what.
And this note for other schools considering fielding a team.
This is our first year competing, so we didn't know what to expect. So we said, okay, we'll try it this year. We'll kind of see what it's like, and then next year we'll really go into it full-fledged. Well, and behold, we made it past regionals, which we didn't expect, and we went full-fledged.
Our congrats to Anderson County and other Final Four teams, Pikeville High, Owensboro-Apollo, and Fleming County. For those recipes, go online to kyagr.com/juniorchefs. And that's today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.